Hey, it's Josh and Tommy at Watch Hill Proper again for another review. We are going to look at 13th Colony Distillery's 15th year anniversary cask strength. So this just came out in 2024, like February. So this is to celebrate their 15th anniversary. What we know, we're not super familiar with 13th Colony. We haven't been there. Don't know the owners or master distiller super well, but they are based out of Americus, Georgia.
Georgia.
And they've been in business, obviously.
Hence the 13th Colony name.
That's right.
Yeah, they would have been the 13th British Colony.
And although they're state number 4 on our on our wall.
Yeah.
So, but they've been in business 15 years. Master distiller is Graham Arthur, and he's selected, according to the label, 25 of his favorite barrels.
Oh, okay.
For this single release batch. And it is bottled at 139.2 proof.
Damn.
And there are 2,748 bottles in circulation.
139 proof?
So there's not very many of these out there.
Wow.
We've got a couple.
Okay.
And
I do know, I read a little bit, Graham Arthur, I knew he used to be a chef, so that usually translates pretty well.
Oh, I'm sure he's got a great palate.
Food and that palate-wise usually translate pretty well. So we don't, like I said, don't know a whole lot about this, but I'm sure it's pretty tasty.
Well, and I know it's a bourbon fan favorite out there in the wild. I know a lot of people chase these bottles. They're usually pretty hard to find. If you do find them at a liquor store, they'll be in a glass case somewhere or on a special shelf. Any release they do, for the most part, is hard to get.
They do admit that they are distilling. They've been distilling since 2009, but they freely admit that they're commingling with some bought stuff, some store stuff, which that's fine. I always go back to the label. If I don't see straight on it, it always makes me a little nervous. Their website claims that the bottle is straight, but they could claim that their bottle was made of gold on the website.
All right.
I mean, I just think if you have that ability
you
to
have
put that
bourbon
on there, then put it on there. Yeah. It's the same way with bottled and bond. If you qualify, I mean, some distilleries just don't get the bottled and bond thing, or they don't get whatever. Okay, that's fine. But straight to me, I mean, that's a legally defining term. It means something to bourbon lovers.
Yeah,
it just does. And so why you would elect to not do it, I don't know. It always makes me a little,
well, maybe they should come in and tell us.
I would love for them to come in and tell us. And I'm sure the guy's a great master distiller. Don't know a whole lot about him, but he's been doing it for a while. I'm sure he's very good.
Well, like I said, I know their stuff's usually highly sought after, so they're definitely doing good stuff. The color on this is it's a nice dark color, so
it
they
is
definitely pick some good barrels. And yeah, like you said, though, it just says bourbon whiskey on the label. It doesn't say straight or really give any indication of where they got the barrels from. So
yeah, that to me is always I wish they would have done it, but we'll see. We'll see. I do like the dark amber color. It's got a really nice color. The nose is familiar.
And I think it's a little misleading. You would assume this is like 15 years old because of the 15th year anniversary, but they don't disclose the age of this. I think on their website they might give you a little hint, but not on the label. They don't age state it.
The nose is familiar. I can't pull why it's familiar, but it is.
Man, yeah, it's familiar. Well, we'll come back to the nose. It's initially it's brown sugar. Vanilla.
Oh my goodness. That is like eating a piece of fudge. It's that sweet. That is crazy.
That's my jam right there. That's all up. That gives all the feels.
That's, I don't know that I can think of something that's that
sweet.
Maybe
that's why it's not straight.
They got melted fudge in there with it or something. I'm telling you what, I don't remember anything that is that sweet. If you take a sip of this and hold it on your tongue for 3 or 4 seconds, it just coats your tongue with sugar.
It is chocolatey.
It is.
It is.
That sweet, is crazy sweet. How sweet that is.
It's good. This is really
that
is, good.
Yeah, that's so up your alley, man. That over-the-top sweetness. I mean, I don't really know what to think about that. It's good. It's got a good flavor. It's just, it is really sweet.
Oh, it's good. This is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man, that is very interesting. It's going to make me now really wonder why they don't have straight on there. I mean, I hope, and I'm certainly not accusing anybody of you know, adding stuff which they legally, you know.
You can put in, what, 2%?
Yeah, they could do some stuff. But, man, that is really sweet. I would love to know the more specs on them, like how old exactly it is. And just to see, I mean, the color is nice. It looks good, but there is really, really something going on. Secondary, you said, is loving, and I hate to say that word on our show, but I mean, you said that they really are. This is pretty highly sought.
Well, 2,600 bottles, but man, this is not something you want to put on your shelf and not open.
No, it is very unique, very sweet. I really can't think of something that is that sweet that I've had.
This is jumping into a very memorable whiskey for me.
Yeah, I know that's right up your alley. I know you like that real over the top sweet, and this qualifies.
On the back palate, like a fig note.
It's a piece of fudge.
With dark, jammy fruit.
Yes. Dark, jammy fruit, cocoa, milk chocolate, fudge, all wrapped into a bourbon.
All my favorite things.
All wrapped into a bourbon. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I'm serious, man. I'm telling you, I can't recall tasting something that sweet.
It's good.
Holy cow. Yeah. Well,
it's good for me.
I will tell you that for someone, you know, it's 139 proof.
Can we give it a 10?
Well, no. I'm going to tell you what, because I would have said this would be, you know, something that you would, for those people who, I don't really like bourbon, but then again,
it doesn't drink 139.
It doesn't drink 139. The finish is got
it's
a big
terrible.
It's got a kick, but it doesn't drink 139.
It's not like that cinnamon, like, you know, tingle all through. Like,
it
I don't know.
Tastes.
I'd have said this is 120, high 120.
I would probably agree with you there, but it tastes almost finished. I mean, it doesn't have that. You know, that fake taste of a finish. It has that sweet note. It's just, you wonder, how did they get there? How did they get that much sweet?
Yeah, they don't indicate any kind of finishing process. They just said it's all been.
I don't know, man. That's
So here, so they got tasting notes on the bottle. Do you want to hear theirs?
Yeah, let's hear what they have to say.
So they say it has rich layers of raisin jam, vanilla, cinnamon, caramel, honey, popcorn butter, and dark fruits.
The dark fruit and raisin, absolutely. You know, the other ones
there's
are
a little vanilla. I don't get
those are standard notes that you should be getting.
I'm not getting the cinnamon.
I don't get a lot of cinnamon. If you know, if you're whiskey or bourbon, you know, if it's 4 years or plus, you should be getting those standard notes. The raisin, I get now.
That's the back palate for me.
Yeah.
It's raisin fig.
That's what
something
it is.
Like that in the back.
That's what it
for
is.
For sure. But.
Interesting, man.
It's super sweet.
And very, very sweet.
Definitely raisin jam.
It's not port-y, but it's there.
This is the port of bourbon whiskey.
It might be, man. That's where it's going. It doesn't have those, you know, all the port notes, but there is something to that would say, that's a better way of putting it. It's the port of bourbon.
This would be a good
port bourbon is what they should have named
that's
it.
That's a dessert whiskey.
It is, for sure. Man, interesting. I don't even want to hear your scores. Good grief, man. I'm going to have to put like a 4 in there just to bring it down to where it's. All right, I'll let you start this one there, sweet.
Well, the nose is average for me. Like, well, I mean, it's above average. It's not an average nose, but
it's good. It's very, very solid.
You know,
very solid.
It's
nose.
Low eights.
I would say, I was going to say 8, 8.1
yeah.
on the nose.
Yeah.
Here we go.
But the taste.
Here we go.
I mean, I'm all in a 9.
Oh!
It's, well, but it's my.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not exactly mine, but I'm not really that mad at a 9.
I'm comfortable with heights.
I'm not mad at really a 9 because I think, I think we do this to find uniqueness in whiskeys that we're doing this, you know, we're rating. And I think uniqueness, if you're going to go on taste and it yes. holds up, I do think that a 9 might be fair. I'll go 8.7, 8.8 on that. I do think it's unique. I don't know that you could have more than one pour of this.
Oh, I could.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just overly sweet. It is that.
This wouldn't last long in my house.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's.
And that the 139 proof is just crazy. It does not drink like 100. The only thing that would indicate the high proof certainly is the finish, but it doesn't offend when you first sip it at all.
No. It's not got that palate tingle.
No.
It's on the finish where you would detect it, but it's a.
The finish is big, man. I'll give the finish some love too. I'll say, you know, I'll go 8.8 on the finish, 8.7 on the finish. Still with me.
So we can do 8.8. I'm good with that. We don't have to go 9s.
That's a big old rating right there for that whiskey.
That's good.
They're going to hear that and come on down and see us. We're giving you an 8.8, man. Come on. You got to come and pour some of this for our people.
That's all single barrels that have been blended and no finishing or nothing to them. Because I don't know that you have to disclose finishing. Like if you've double oaked it or anything, you don't have to disclose that.
I think we know for a fact that you don't have to disclose it.
So
we have an insight on somebody who's doing that. But
if they picked, so they say 25 barrels and blended them, that's a hell of a bourbon.
It is. And if there is really nothing to it where they are pickling their barrels with some overly sweet stuff, if they're really getting that flavor from their barrels,
I'd like to go barrel by barrel.
I know.
And taste through those 25 barrels.
It's
one
crazy.
At a time. Because there was some fantastic whiskeys in those,
those
barrels.
Big dark color.
Yeah.
Big high proof.
And now who's I don't know. I'd like to know the age of it too.
I'd like to know the age of it. And I can't really give.
To get that kind of color, it's got to be north of 10 years.
You would think, but there again, it's just they're not telling us anything. Yeah. They're not even giving us any really clues on it. So I don't know, man. I think it's a good. Very, for the lack of stuff on that label, for us to taste that and give it an 8.8, they should be very happy if they see this.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, man.
Get you some if you can get some.
Yeah, I would recommend it. It's get you a big steak dinner and then have this after. This is your aperitif for sure.
Oh, yeah, with a big piece of chocolate pie.
Yeah, man. That is a big piece of chocolate pie. What the hell are you talking about?
Sounds
that's
good.
Cool. Yeah,
all right. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
See ya. Hey, guys. I'm Tommy. This is Josh. We're the owners of Watch Hill Proper. We are the largest American whiskey bar in the world. We're located in Louisville, Kentucky. We'd love for you guys to come out and visit us. We offer, elevated cuisine, great cocktail list, and the wall is what people show up to see.
Definitely can satisfy your palate from standpoint of whiskeys, different bourbons, different flights. You can make your own, but we have wines, cocktails. Michael Crouch is our chef.
I was gonna say,
amazing food. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. Join us for dinner, join us for a tasting. Check us out on the website, watchhillproper.com. You can make reservations. You can see our events that we have on the calendar, and we'd love to have you.